Well, New York's Governor Cuomo is traveling on a donated JetBlue plane to Puerto Rico in what is said to be the first airline to land in San Juan since Hurricane Maria ravaged the U.S. territory. Maria knocked out the entire power grid, most communications, streets are flooded or blocked by debris, and Puerto Ricans like 31-year-old Angelica Garcia have no hope of going to the island soon. Angelica recently graduated from medical school in the Dominican Republic. She's in Boston doing medical rotations, and she's trying to reach her family on the west part of Puerto Rico. She joins us now in the studio. Angelica, have you been able to make any contact at all?
No. It's been almost 3 days with no communication.
Where are they and who are they? Who's there?
My mom is with my grandmother, my aunt, and my uncle. They were in the same house to wait for the hurricane. So they're in the town of Aguada. It's in the western part of the island. And what I know from Facebook and all the media is that they haven't been able to communicate. They don't have any way to know from any town in the western area. Mm-hmm. We don't know if they're okay. We don't know. I know they don't have power. They don't have any way to communicate.
Well, and you were communicating before the storm hit.
Yeah.
And know that, you know, you've got real concerns about your mother's health.
Yes, I do. Also, my grandma. My mother is insulin dependent, and last time when Irma hit, she had ice for, it lasted her like 4 days.
And ice, we should say, to keep the insulin.
To keep the insulin, yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. And it just lasted for 4 days, and it's already day four almost. And she's not the only one, of course. There's a lot of diabetic people and people, asthmatic people, depending on machines and all that.
Yeah, that's just terrible.
And we just really need medical attention to that people in the western area, because a friend I have tried to go there and drive from San Juan, but he wasn't able to because the roads are blocked.
So this has got to be a terrible feeling. How are you handling this?
Well, it's really hard. It's really you just feel this anxiety, and you can. We're just like texting and using Facebook and talking to all the other Puerto Ricans that are outside. Hmm. We're really trying to keep it together.
Yeah.
And just saying everything's going to be fine, but we know it's not going to be fine. They really need help right now. I mean, what I've read, all the interviews I've seen from people from the area near San Juan, and what they managed to do already, the damage is so extensive. I mean, completely still buildings are torn apart, and the power is going to be out for months. And to rebuild an island is just so complicated. It's going to be so hard.
Yeah. Well, and of course, your immediate concerns are, how are they doing? Look, you know, we'll try to get through too. And can't imagine that one of the first things you will want to do with your new medical school background is go there.
Right now, they haven't really explained if they need voluntary people to go there. But I would love that if they need it, we can organize groups. I know a lot of Puerto Ricans are going to, and not Puerto Ricans, they just want to help. They're going to be willing to really go and put their time and effort into just helping.
Yeah. And I want to note, for people who aren't as familiar with diabetes, if your mother's insulin fails or she runs out, she can't eat without the insulin.
I don't really know what's going to happen. We never expected this to be so huge. I mean, we had hurricanes in the past. The worst hurricane I experienced myself was Hurricane George. And I think it was 1998 when that hit. It was really bad. But this, they can't compare this to Maria. Maria was something like so powerful, and it just hit in the middle of the island. They were trying to get ready for it, but it was right after Irma. They were just getting back to normal, and this happened. So we're also in the medical field concerned about all the implications this might bring, like mosquito diseases, and that's really powerful.
Well, it's also, it's already shut off the electricity that pumps water to for drinking water. And so, Angelica Garcia, again, visiting Boston, can't reach her family in Puerto Rico. We just, you know, thank you so much for really bringing home how hard this has hit. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.